Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
November 23rd marked the one-year anniversary of the Gulf Cooperation Council, or GGC-led political transition initiative in Yemen. This agreement led to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh stepping down after over 33 years in power and outlined key steps in Yemen's transition, including a national dialogue culminating in national elections in February 2014. Yemeni President Abd Rabo Mansour Hadi, the National Consensus Government, and people of Yemen have taken significant steps to implement the GCC initiative over the past year, including intensive planning for the upcoming national dialogue. It is important that the dialogue move forward in an inclusive, transparent, and timely manner to address issues fundamental to Yemen's future. Broad participation by all segments of Yemeni society, including Southerners, Houthis, women, civil society organizations, youth, rural populations, and others, will be essential for a successful dialogue. President Hadi, the National Dialogues Preparatory Committee, the United Nations, and the international community are all working to ensure this broad and meaningful participation. Sultan Al-Atwani, a member of the Dialogues Preparatory Committee, told the press that, "I think any party that doesn't take part in the dialogue will lose, because this is the right time and place to discuss all issues." He added, "We have to reach a common ground in order to build a new Yemen." The United States, along with the international community, is committed to supporting the ongoing efforts of President Hadi, the National Consensus Government, and the people of Yemen to seek meaningful reform through peaceful initiatives. Donors pledged over $7 billion in September to support Yemen and its ongoing transition during the Fourth Friends of Yemen Ministerial in New York and a separate Yemen Donors Conference in Riyadh. The international community highlighted that urgent political, economic, humanitarian, and security sector progress, bolstered by this aid, would be necessary to solidify real change through the ongoing political transition process and to address critical economic, humanitarian, and security challenges facing Yemen today.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.